brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Basically, elite corporations controlled by old money families have seized control of Western governments and are directing those governments to force the population to buy their products, their Prozac, their Ritalin, to force you to take it, to force you to hand over your land, to force you to accept total enslavement by these individuals. That's all that's happening here. We got a guest coming up to talk. It'll only be on about 20 minutes about how all these poor babies are being killed, and they're surviving in many cases. A lot of babies survive abortion. Didn't know about that. You're going to find out about it. Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to make a real quick comment. One quick thing first. Everybody's talking about the mind control, and a lot of people really don't understand. The CIA has been using mind control as something they call MK Ultra, and this has been going on for decades. And of course, they've implemented this throughout the country. And I wanted to say that real quick in case people are not aware of what's going on. It's CIA MK Ultra, and you can type that in on the internet and find out all about that. But anyways, I just wanted to bring everybody back to reality. On the Bush 50-minute speech yesterday on justifying the Iraq war, Alex. Now, he's selling dreams to the American people, first of all, bragging about his 35-page Iraq reform report, and, of course, thanking all the people for the Iraq war, when actually he's committed a federal offense. And I wanted to also say this. There's a former government agent named John Gary Peeler, who used to work for the FBI and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And John actually did a 30-minute tape or a movie with the BBC, which is the British Broadcasting Channel, the largest channel in the world, and, he's about the Oklahoma City bombing. And he even stated that basically he's a former government agent saying that Bush is practicing Nazi terrorism. And, of course, as far as the Iraq war, this was facilitated by an extreme president, the village idiot, a Dr. Kevorkian vice president lusting for war and oil, and Dum Dum Rumsfeld, the neocons and a cowardly Congress that violated his most basic responsibility to the nation. It's all of these people, the politicians, the Pentagon, the CIA-controlled media, who misled the U.S.
No, I hear you, and I thank you for all those points, and it's all accurate from my lexicon. But look, we have been tipping the balance, only 28% approval now, and it's plunging. And so you see Hillary jump on the other side of the seesaw, Clinton jumps on it, Chuckie Schumer jumps on it, Lieberman jumps on it, Bush starts jumping up and down on it. If you don't support the war, you hate the troops, you're Al-Qaeda, we're winning, it's wonderful, I'm going to declare victory. I thought you did that on the aircraft carrier strutting around 2 years ago, Bush.
Exactly. And, basically, I don't think anybody realizes the catastrophic, what this has cost them over 2,000 American lives. And, Alex, if you go to freewebs.com/Bush crimes, it tells you all about the Iraq war and the destruction. I mean, it has some graphic pictures about what's really going on.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I want to thank you for that call. We've got to go to break here. And when we get back, we've got a guest coming up. And don't worry, we'll get to your other calls. I know you're holding. But we've got this guest coming up concerning all these babies that survive abortion. It's pretty serious information, just to bring it home to everybody how real this is. But I heard Rumsfeld on the radio yesterday saying how wonderful it is and all the troops love it. And of course, that's a complete lie. And remember, they lied to bring us to war. And now they're trying to get us to go into Iran and Syria, and they're just congenital liars, period. And they want to stay in Iraq as long as possible. They do not want to win in Iraq. By losing, they win. That's their official plan. And it just blows me away.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking to Dr. Stuart Campbell, joining us from the United Kingdom. We're honored to have him. And yes, Chris and Joe and Frank and others, we're going to be getting to your calls as well. We're just going to keep the doctor for about 25 minutes or so. Very busy. I was aware of this in the U.S. I mean, I've interviewed people who were dug out of dipsy dumpsters, out of dumpsters, and saved, and who were out, you know, with families and living great lives today and giving speeches against abortion. Hundreds of babies a year that we know of are, but here in the U.S. they just quietly kill them. Now, in England, this is the Sunday Times of London, 50 babies a year are alive after abortion. A government agency is launching an inquiry into doctors' reports that the 50 babies a year are born alive after botched National Health Service abortions. See, they go by the book and are reporting it over there. Over here, it's just termination time. And they throw them live in trash cans and buckets of water. It's a nightmare, folks. The investigation by the Confidential Inquiry into Mental and Child Health comes amid growing unease among clinicians over a legal ambiguity that could see them being charged with infanticide. The Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, which regulates methods of abortion, has also mounted its own investigation. And it just goes into what's happening. And the guidelines say the babies born after more than 21 weeks and 6 days of gestation should have their heart stopped by an injection of potassium chloride before being delivered. In practice, few doctors are willing or able to perform the delicate procedure. Yeah, couldn't that get into the woman? For the abortion of younger babies, fetuses, labor is induced by drugs in the expectation that the infant will not survive the birth process. Guidelines say that doctors should ensure the drugs they use prevent such babies being born alive at all. But we now go to an a individual who is involved in this by, I guess, researching, investigating it, and that's Dr. Stuart Campbell. Doctor, thanks for coming on with us.
Yes. Hello.
Tell us just a little bit about yourself and exactly, you're here in the Sunday Times article, but why don't you describe your involvement in this for the listeners?
Okay, well, I'm a doctor, an obstetrician gynecologist. I've retired from the National Health Service, so I'm just in private practice now. But I've spent all my life really in the National Health Service as a professor and carrying out research. Now, I'm teaching, of course. I began to take an interest in this subject of late termination of pregnancy a few years ago when I studied the behavior of fetuses inside the uterus with 3D, 4D ultrasound.
You're a pioneer of studying that, sorry.
Yes, yes. And I began to actually change my view on abortion even as early as 12 weeks, because at 12 weeks you can see such advanced behavioral patterns in the fetus. You know, it makes stepping movements, it holds its toes. They're very, very complex movements, you know, and they will yawn and they'll suck the fingers. And as you move after 12 weeks, you begin to see sort of emotional expressions on the fetal face. You will see the baby crying, and by 20 weeks you'll see little smiles. The fetus is quite clearly responsive and in an emotional way. And I began to think this is ridiculous to be terminating fetuses as developed as this. Now, we have a limit for termination of pregnancy in the United Kingdom of 24 weeks. If for severe fetal abnormality, you can even do it later. But for social terminations, which is 99% of all terminations are done for what they call social reasons, 24 weeks is the limit. And I think that's much too late. Ultimately, I'd like to see it reduced to 12 weeks. But at least for a first step, I've been writing articles and pleading with the government to reduce it at least to 18 weeks. Because there are over 7,000 terminations done in the United Kingdom after 18 weeks, and I think that's just way too much. I mean, the babies that survive, these 50 babies that survive, probably is under reporting, actually, but remember...
Generally, isn't only about 1 to 10% are actually reported?
Well, I'm not sure how many are underreported, but it could be. It could be.
I just know generally with medicine that only a fraction of instances of anything get reported.
Well, we do have very strict abortion regulations, and they require detailed documentation. Every abortion that's done, you know, there has to be very, very detailed documentation that goes to the government.
Well, specifically, how are these babies surviving, and then what happens once they survive?
Well, what happens, I mean, the college, which is the regulatory authority, says any fetus over 21 weeks that we should do an injection into the fetal heart. I think this is ridiculous. I don't think we should be doing them at 21 weeks. But what they say is we should put an injection of potassium chloride into the fetal heart. Now, that requires skill. You mentioned that does it get into the mother, but it doesn't if you do it skillfully and put it into the fetal heart, and then the fetal heart stops, and the fetus then is not born alive. But, of course, very few people do that. They don't have the skill to do that.
You know, we're just here talking about killing babies like we're talking about buying a pound of cheese or something.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, the pro-life and pro-choice lobbies are very virulent, and whenever I say we should reduce the limit to 18 weeks, I'm attacked by the pro-choice lobby as if I was, you know, going to cause the death of many mothers and so on. So,
which is just ridiculous, but I'd like to shift gears in a few minutes.
Yeah.
It was getting very popular, these 3D ultrasounds. It was getting very popular, but it was reducing the number of abortions once mothers and fathers could see the little baby smiling and totally formed in there. So the FDA has been trying to ban it, been trying to prosecute even a prominent Austin doctor for simply allowing women to see their babies, even though there's no health risk. And clearly, I'm sure you're aware, some of the memos came out that it's because they don't want it to hurt the abortion industry. Were you aware of that?
I knew there were some statements from the, I think it was the FDA, made a statement saying that they didn't encourage these scans for what they call entertainment purposes.
Then they went after an Austin doctor for it.
But these are not entertaining scans. They are bonding scans. These are allowing the parents to love their child. You know, I'm really...
This is allowing them to decide if they want to chop them up.
Yeah. Well, yes, I agree, and I think we should encourage, you know, that anybody wanting a termination of pregnancy should see the fetus in 3D, yeah. But anyway, I think there's a lot of turf as well, because a lot of sonographers, not doctors, are doing this. They're setting up the 4D scans in shopping malls, and the doctors don't like this because it's not under their control. So there's a lot of reasons why these statements come out about, you know, that they don't want 4D scanning.
Absolutely. So specifically, 50 babies we know of in the UK a year, what happens? The baby survives the birth? And, I mean, what happens here quietly in the U.S., and this has been in our news, is they just throw them in a bucket of water or throw them in the trash can. And are you familiar with the babies that have been dug out of dumpsters?
No, I don't know that story. But, I mean, you know, in the UK, generally these terminations, late terminations are done in hospitals where there are pediatricians. And what we find is the pediatricians rush down, of course. They're called by the nurses who are distressed to see the baby moving. And then the pediatrician tries to resuscitate the child. Of course, 50, they say, survived this, but there are hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands, who don't survive this, but still undergo tremendous distress.
Well, this shows the schizophrenia, though, Dr. Professor, is that let's kill the baby. Oh, we're upset it's alive. And, oh, God, now it's alive. We've got to take care of it. Oh, look at the poor little baby. I mean, this is total schizophrenia. I mean, this is split personality.
Yeah. No, there was one case recorded in this article where a woman had three attempts at termination, and eventually, the termination succeeded. The baby was alive, and then she said, "I want to keep the child. Don't kill it. You know, I want to resuscitate it." But now it's handicapped.
So they're torturing it. Doctor, I want to repeat that. They try to kill it three times. They finally kill the baby, and then she finally has her soul re-enter her body, and she says, "No, I want my baby."
Yeah, but they didn't actually kill it. I mean, it survived all these attempts, and then she said, "Listen, I want to keep this baby." When she saw it, and so they put it in a ventilator, etc. But it's got problems. So, you know, we've got an ongoing problem here, and I think the only solution really is strict regulation and absolutely none. It would cause a bit of a crisis if we reduced it to 12 weeks at the present time, because our health system couldn't cope with the large numbers of terminations. But I think we should reduce it to 18 weeks. Yeah.
But at 18 weeks, I mean, we've already got a developed baby right there.
Yeah, well, I know. At 12 weeks, you will just be amazed at the complexity of the behavior of these babies. They're just beautiful. They're beautiful babies. Yeah.
But see, we like to just claim they're little balls of tissue, but when we see the human there, it's really causing a shakeup. Doctor, please stay with us a little bit longer. We're so honored to have you. Please stay with us.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boosts energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is T-R-I-V-O-R-T-E-X.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
We're talking to Dr., also Professor Stuart Campbell, former professor at St. George Hospital, London. And he's joining us here to talk about the large group. I mean, 50, and he's saying that's probably underreported, children babies who survive the abortions. So I guess with the regulations there in England, that if the baby leaves the vaginal canal still with a heart rate and still with respiration, then the hospital isn't allowed to kill. When you talk about them trying to kill the baby three times, do they do what they do here in the U.S., basically just keep the baby in contact with the mother, touching her, claiming that that the baby is still not delivered? Or how specifically does that work, Doctor?
Well, they give prostaglandins, these substances that contract the uterus. They give pessaries, and it makes the uterus contract. But as soon as the fetus is born, then if it's over 18 weeks, then it's usually moving. I mean, a lot of people think that the going through the birth canal will kill the baby, but most of the babies will survive. So they're usually moving. And by the time you're over 20 weeks, they're trying to breathe and they're moving their limbs. Now, by the time a pediatrician gets there, of course, most of them have died. Okay, but when you get to maybe 22 or 23 weeks, the babies are surviving for a longer period of time, and then the pediatrician will try and resuscitate the child. He's got to. He'd be accused of infanticide if he didn't do it. So he's trained to resuscitate babies.
Not here in the U.S., Doctor, and I know you're an expert on abortion. It's been all over our news over the years. They throw them right in buckets of water.
Yeah, no. I honestly don't think that would happen in UK. I think the nurses are very sensitive to this. I think the nurses in our hospital actually are upset by these late terminations.
No, I'm sure they are.
And a lot of them, in fact, just don't go for gynecological nursing because of this. You know, so
that's right. You've got a big shortage in the gynecological nursing because of this, don't you?
Oh yes, huge shortage of nurses altogether, but in gynecological nursing, very severe, and I think a lot of it is to do with these late terminations of pregnancy. And I know some hospitals don't do them at all.
That's good.
I mean, they've just stopped doing them, so it's just very few hospitals who specialize in this.
Well, Doctor, I mean, you've pioneered looking and studying these 3D systems. We're putting some images up on my website of them right now for people. It seems that really is starting to turn the tide, and that poll numbers here in the U.S. are now showing that abortion is more unpopular by far than it is popular. Are you seeing a sea change against abortion and this denial of that these are human beings we're terminating?
Yes, I think in public opinion, the most of the polls done show overwhelming, opinion among people that they should reduce it drastically. You know, I mean, I think most people feel it should be reduced, you know, perhaps to 12 weeks, but certainly a big reduction. The only people opposing this are the British Medical Association and the Royal College of Obstetricians. So these organizations, which I suppose are responding to, you know, pressure groups, there are a lot of women pressure groups, the pro-choice pressure groups, who are, you know, trying to influence the official bodies, you know, to...
You know, they ought to make those people go in and watch these babies fighting for their lives on those tables if they love death so much.
Hmm. Yeah, I know. I think you're absolutely right that they don't watch this process. It's only the nurses or the doctors, and it's usually the nurses, actually. The doctor puts in the pessary, goes away, and the woman delivers several hours later, and it's the nurses left to decide, what do I do? Should we call the pediatrician? Should we just let it wriggle and die there
over
a few minutes or whatever? You know, so it's something that has got to stop, really.
It does. Instead of a joyful occasion, it's a funeral of a hacked-up little child. Well, Doctor, I can only commend you for your work trying to reduce and restrict this and trying to educate people. And God bless you, Dr. Stuart Campbell. Any websites the listeners should visit, sir?
Oh, well, my website, but it's not about abortion, but you can see moving images on... info@createhealth.org, info@createhealth, all one word, .org, and you'll see the moving images of babies.
Okay, sir, we're going to link to that, and I'd like to be able to get you back up in the future as there are more developments.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care. We'll be right back. You bet. We'll be right back to take your calls and cover more news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, I want to play a little clip off the Colbert Report that follows The Daily Show. We have another guest as well. It'll be with us under 20, 30 minutes in the next hour. We'll also have open phones then. I'm about to go to Chris and Joe and Frank and Radkin and many others, Radkin and others that are holding patiently. Before I do that, and before I go to Debbie for a few minutes that's in the wings, and Debbie Morrow, let me just say this about abortion. It's really been on my heart, on my soul, to expose it, to talk more about it. For so many leftist listeners that we have that who like the show, because I expose George Bush and I talk about the New World Order and I expose the corporations, we really are, we look at things from justice and from decency and from common sense. We don't look at things as ideological litmus test. And we're winning this fight. We've gone from 15 years ago, 70-plus percent of people were pro-abortion. The vast majority of people polled had been convinced it was a good thing. That propaganda has now been reversed, and upwards of 70% are against it, and the numbers are even higher in young people right now. So I know it's a religious sacrament for some of you out there. You think it's real special and sweet and cute, and you're right. And You think it's just so wonderful and woman's got a right to do this, blah, blah, blah. What about the health of the woman? That's all baloney. They've always terminated pregnancies if the woman's life was in danger. It's just, oh, we went in, we were unable to save the baby during the surgery, it didn't live. It wasn't called abortion. It was an emergency procedure to save your life. They tried to save both lives, but the mother came first. And this business of birth control, because people are too lazy to use birth control, or they don't take it right, or they're doing all this, and they're out there, and they kill these babies. I repent that I haven't done enough to stop this or speak out against this or resist this. And look, folks, there's... You heard them. They sit there and just hope the baby will die. They just sit there, and these are human beings. And listen, if you don't have respect for the human form and the human soul and the human seed and that little creature, then you don't have respect for yourself. Give me a break. I mean, look, abortion is part and parcel of all these other evils that we've been taught are good. And you've hardened your heart. A lot of these women out there that have had abortions, all these men that have paid for them, you could repent and your heart would be soft again and God would forgive you. And then you could fight against this, but instead you decide to vehemently fight for it and to push it and to drive it. And look, number one, cervical cancer and uterine cancer and fallopian cancer, all those forms of cancer, massively, I mean, in some cases it's a quadrupling or even more when you've had an abortion. When you've had multiple abortions, they skyrocket. Because the body is not designed to do this. If there's a problem with that pregnancy, your body's designed where it will terminate it itself. 99% of the time. And, again, this is just part of this culture of death. The elite doesn't want to pay for disabled kids. The elite doesn't want to have to pay for poor people's kids. The elite, you know, these Margaret Sanger Nazi centers are on all the black and poor white and Hispanic areas, and they hail them as some loving liberal thing when she calls you weeds and worthless scum. And, oh, we love you, Margaret Sanger. You call us worthless scum. It's eugenics. And women don't know that there are groups that will put them up in a house, pay them. You'll leave after having the child with a brand new car and $50,000 in the bank, on average. Well, if everybody starts having abortions or stops having abortions, then that thing will go down. No, it won't. There's actually more people wanting children each year to adopt them than there are abortions. These are the actual numbers. You don't have to be scarred. You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to massively tear your womb up and really and end up having to have a hysterectomy later when you get cancer, which you most assuredly are going to get. I mean, everything, look, if you just understood, all the problems in our society come from thinking that we're not connected to everything else. From not understanding you reap what you sow. What comes around goes around. I don't agree with the Buddhists and the Hindus. They make it more complex as reincarnation, and they say, karma. But, I mean, you can boil karma down to what comes around goes around. Everybody knows in their guts that what you do comes back on you. Everything I've done, I'm going to pay for. In this life and the next. Folks, you're going to pay for it. And we've just got to stop it. We've got to stop it now. And don't send me emails, you just don't know, it's a right and all this stuff, because I'll vomit all over it. I'm not even going to hear it. You know, if you in your heart know it's wrong, in your heart you're sad, in your heart you know this is horrible, it tears my heart out to think about all these babies that have been killed, that are dying right now, and all the people that were told by the society it was okay, it's a ball of tissue, it's no big deal, who later in their lives feel so bad over it. I've read and heard their testimonies. And thank God, thank Jesus, thank all that's good in the universe, that the soul of humanity, despite all the propaganda and all of it, is turning against abortion. And abortion numbers are down in this country, despite the fact that the churches won't speak out against it anymore because it's politically incorrect, despite the fact that the media pushes it and says it's good. It doesn't matter. We're not buying your New World Order. We're not buying any of it, you filth. And it is very encouraging that all of these forces of good are manifesting themselves and turning the tide. There are good things happening. And there are a lot of young women out there listening to me that there is no shame in if you get pregnant when you're 17 with your boyfriend. There is no shame in getting married and having that child. They're telling you you're going to miss out on the rest of your life. No, you're going to live. All these 30 and 35 and 40 and 45-year-old women who've made millions of dollars could care less about any of it. They literally look like pin cushions who go through hundreds of thousands of dollars of all sorts of surgeries and you name it to try to have children. They are totally because I've talked to so many of them. They finally realize what it's all about. We are not breeding anymore. We are not living anymore. We are not doing what we're supposed to do anymore, and you're unhappy. No amount of Passats and fancy apartments and designer boots are going to give you what you want. Going into some dirty abortuary and having them rip a baby out of you is hell on earth. And it imperils your soul. And if you don't even believe in the soul, it imperils who you are here. You're going to destroy yourself. Your brain is going to hate you. You know, we're designed to self-destruct when we do bad, folks. Our encoding will go, I'm a bad person, and will start to kill you. Did you know that? That's God's system. You don't want this on you. In this life, you're going to pay for it. We're all going to pay for the things we've done. Now, I know the callers are holding, and the listeners are holding, and everybody's sitting there while I'm ranting and raving about this. It's just I do want to thank God for turning the tide against this, that we are getting progress on this, and I want to commend all those who have been fighting this. And it's a political football they use, and they toss back and forth. And we need to stop abortion. We need to do it, because I've seen the videos, I've researched, I've looked at it. You just heard this doctor from the UK. I mean, you go look at it, it's just, my God. I mean, you couldn't take a little baby chihuahua and chop it up, could you? You'd call that person a Jeffrey Dahmer psychopath. Well, how do you do it to your own flesh and blood? The greatest gift God ever gave anybody. And again, if you don't even believe in God, but you got children still, you know that you love them more than anything, or at least you should, or something's wrong with you. These are angels. I watch TV and movies, and they always denigrate children and how horrible it is to have them. And then you talk to people that have them, it's the most wonderful thing there is. I'm going to keep Debbie on her just for a few minutes. I know she's been holding and she's busy. Debbie, I'm sorry. I just had to say that after I had that last guest on.
Oh, Alex, I was really interested in listening to what you had to say. So I'm glad I was sitting on hold listening.
Well, it's just how in the UK they sit there and don't give the babies medical aid for a while, hoping they'll die. And the nurses get so upset and basically demand that the pediatrician come in, and then they save the baby, or they try to kill a baby three times on the table, and then the mother goes, oh, no, don't kill it, after they've already, you know, had to resuscitate it once. It just makes me sick.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, how do these people do this?
I don't know. I can see why people wouldn't want to be nurses in these hospitals, you know, because I don't think there's enough money in the world to pay me to do something like that. I mean, I can hardly kill a bug, let alone anything. You know, well, my middle daughter was a 7-month preemie. And, you know, I understand that they actually will do abortions almost to 7 months now. It's terrible.
Oh, they'll do them well past 7 months.
Really?
Well, you know, the thing is, they just buy the propaganda of, oh, no, that's nothing in there. Don't worry about it. Plus, women aren't told the medical risk of abortion.
Right.
I mean, it screws you up.
Yeah.
Let's tell folks, you know, the water is full of poison. The same government that promotes abortion puts every manner of stuff in there on purpose, and there's all the other stuff in there, all the runoff. Why would people feed their children and their families, you know, food cooked in this, or why would you give your child a glass of water?
Alex, where'd you go? Hello?
Debbie?
Yeah, where'd you go?
Oh, we've got a bad connection. We've got one that works, but we use this one. And so it's been cut down a little bit lately. Just tell people about some of the new Millennium Made in America water filters and specials so they can get them and give them as gifts or get them in their own home.
Well, Well, the Berkey water filters are a gravity water filter that takes out the pathogenic bacteria, this and sediment, the chemicals. Huge chemicals are in your water every day. If you're drinking tap water, even, you know, well water, cistern water, has different chemicals that they've gotten from the ground or from the air. Even rainwater has things in it. And so what we have is the Berkey gravity water filters that don't require any electricity. They work in any environment so that you can have healthy drinking water and get rid of things like lead, bacteria, chlorine. You know, we're drinking chlorine every day if you're drinking your tap water, and yet then you don't feel good. You wonder, why don't I feel good? Because you're poisoning yourself.
Well, fish don't live in tap water.
Right. That's right. Fish do not live in tap water, yet we drink it, introduce it into our system, you know, and it's like just taking a bottle of chlorine bleach and pouring a few drops or, you know.
Well, it's like everything else. It's like everything else. They just do it right in your face.
Right.
And this is a product I really believe in, $1.99 for the Berkey Light, without the lights, and you get a free gift with that, sports bottle or potassium iodate or sheltering in place DVD video. Again, an Indian or Chinese knockoff is usually about $275, $310. I've seen them in stores, just pieces of junk compared to these made-in-America systems. And
we really do think you cut out again, Alex.
I'm sorry, Debbie.
Can you hear me when it cuts out like that?
No, I can't. Are you hearing it cut out?
Yeah, suddenly you just go away.
Yeah.
That's
the way we do things now. But continuing, though, give folks the phone number so they can get some of these fine filters.
They can call in to 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Be sure to let me know that you're an Alex Jones listener, and we'll go over the specials. And we want to get the presents for people out before Christmas. I know there's a lot of people out there who are contemplating what they want to get people for Christmas. So give us a call, and we'll go over those specials. And if you get the recording, please leave your name and your number. Leave your number two times so we can get back with you.
And there's a bunch of other specials you're running right now as well.
Yes, we've got the Berkey Sport Bottles, 5 for $99 for the generic labeled, or 5 for $155 for the regular labeled. We have potassium iodate. KDF shower filters make great stocking stuffers. They're on sale for $35. There's that line ringing.
All right, good hearing from you, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
You bet. Take care. Seriously, give her a call. And made in America, folks, high-quality systems. And Debbie works for New Millennium, just handling the radio calls from this show and a handful of other programs. And she does a great job, and she's been with us as a sponsor with Jim Shepherd, I don't know, for 5 years or so. The toll-free number is 1-888-803-4438. And stop drinking the stuff that's in the water, folks. Again, it's real simple. Fish don't live in it. But we drink it. 1-888-803-4438. Let's go ahead and go to the calls here. Let's talk to Chris in Arkansas. Chris, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I love it when people say, you know, if a woman gets raped, well, you should have an abortion. No, what happens is you don't kill the baby, you kill the rape. That's the way it should work. That's justice. And it's twisted stick thinking to say that, well, if a woman gets raped, you know, let's abort the baby. No, let's abort the person that raped the woman. Let's do that, because that is the just thing to do.
The very same crowd that wants to kill the baby doesn't want to kill the killer.
Exactly, exactly.
Because they love death.
And the second thing that I wanted to say, Alex, is that abortion, it's unconstitutional. Okay, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
No, they're violating somebody's right. You know, babies have a different blood type. They're in their own little area. You have decided to engage in something that causes this, And that's a red herring, the whole rape thing that's, you know, one out of a million cases on average. They just try to bring that in to confuse the whole issue. You know, you can then say, okay, you can in the case of rape. They'll go, no, we don't want to do that. Again, it's because they're committed to it. They can't admit they're wrong. And a lot of them are just Satanists. It's come out in the news that a lot of these abortionists, this came out just a few months ago, are eating the babies, are throwing them around, or making fun of them. Because you have to be evil to be able to do this and keep doing it.
Well, you're right, Al. It's a smokescreen. It's probably way less than 1%. You know.
Well, did you hear about the case of the doctor who was, you had the dead bodies everywhere and was like eating the babies? That was just a few months ago.
The way our culture's gone, no, Alex, I haven't heard of it, but I wouldn't doubt it. Just the way that our culture's gone, because it's a culture of death. I wanted to say one other thing, and I know it's not physically possible, but I wish that I could. You know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I'm a single, handsome, attractive young man.
Okay.
And what I'm getting at is that, you know, a lot of people think it's, like, sexy to have an abortion. And I'm telling you, as a woman, you know, I look at a woman that had an abortion and is unrepentant, that is the most unattractive thing in the world. That's all I want to say.
It is. It's a killer.
It's very, very unattractive.
I don't want to marry... I don't want to be with Charlie Manson. He performed an abortion.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Backup system. The funny thing is, you know, I don't get off into conspiracy theories and say this group's cutting us off, that group's doing it. I've been told that a local government front mercenary company based in Austin, one of their main hubs, we have a lot of listeners here, somebody that works there, and this is high-level government through another government source of mine, that they were going to start knocking my show off, messing with it, playing games with it just to show me who the boss is. I hadn't talked about it in a week or two, and I'd learned of it. Then I had Colonel Craig Roberts on, and I started talking about it with him, and was just saying around about why he was connected to it. And right when I said, and they told me they're going to cut me off, take me down, then it happened. Very, very suspicious. And I've talked to Coast AM. They say whenever they've got some government official coming on or they're covering some serious issue that's not a, quote, fun issue, you know, as they call some of the other stuff they do, satellites cut out that never do, lines all go dead. And, I mean, I've actually talked to their producers. I've actually talked to people running it. I mean, it isn't even like it's some big thing they talk about on the radio. And you got to know that all the major telecommunication systems in the mid-90s had the digital hubs put in by the government. The government paid around $9 billion to have all the satellites and telecommunications connections and hubs, that is the links with the satellites in space, having all of their wiring put in where they have a kill switch on all of it. And it's pretty obnoxious, and I mean, there's no way in Sam Hill that I could be on air, and that, I mean, we've even had Voice of America before jam us on shortwave, and when I moved, they actually moved their broadcast to right one click away from us and splattered over on us, because it upsets them, and because we're winning, we're hurting you. The people are waking up to abortion, they're waking up to open borders, they're waking up to gun control, we're deprogramming people, Bush's approval ratings at 28%, we're destroying the left-right paradigm, our websites get more hits than your major newspapers, that is the whole, you know, conglomerate of alternative news out there. We're now bigger than you are in many respects, though we're fragmented, which is even a good thing because it makes us very redundant. And so you must feel bad about yourself. I mean, you're aborting America. Your conscience knows what you're doing, and you ought to feel bad about it. We're going to start the next hour, and I'm going to go to Frank and Radkin before this next little five-minute segment ends, and we'll go to both of you. Give you both about 2 minutes apiece. I appreciate you holding. And then we got another guest coming on that my producer set up. It's this Marine. And just to talk about kind of the culture of the Marines, the Royal Marines, because we've all seen the pictures of them naked, bashing each other in the face, bare knuckles, rolling around on each other naked. It's all pretty homoerotic. There's a lot of that in the military. And it's just sick. And people get killed doing this, and the troops didn't do this in the past. This is getting more and more popular and more out of control, and it's not good for the military, and it needs to stop. So, but we'll get a view from this officer coming up for about 15, 20 minutes. I'm not going to have him on long. And we'll take your calls first, though, when we get back. Here in the last minute I've got before this hour elapses and terminates, the new film, Order of Death, who the globalists are, some of the rituals they're involved in, new footage inside Bohemian Grove, along with my original Bohemian Grove film, re-edited, re-updated, remastered, all on one DVD. Two films, an hour and a half film, 45-minute film, The New Order of Death, together on one DVD or VHS, now available. Ship them out to you, UPS, give them to friends and family this holiday season, this Christmas. Infowars.com. Get martial law. Get Road to Tyranny. Check out the online video and bookstore. And don't fight the crowds and don't buy mindless garbage. Don't go support Walmart. Support those telling the truth. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your 15-cent a day membership and give it as a gift as well. We'll be right back. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.